The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
So Rolling Stone magazine has revealed its top 100 TV shows of all time.
Yes, and they have.
The top show probably won't come as a surprise.
Yes. If anyone, I don't know, keeps up with their TV shows and what constantly rates as the number one, it is Sopranos.
Yeah.
Always.
Always.
Some of the other ones might be surprising. And I will say a little disclaimer. The panel that judged this came mostly from American actors and producers and things. So a lot of the shows are American, most of them, and only a couple are British, and then that's about it.
And some actors as well, like John Hamm and Carrie Coon and Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller, yep.
And so let's run through the top 10.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we know what number one is, but we'll start with number 10 is the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Oh, yeah, that goes back a while. And this is of all time, TV shows of all time.
Yes,
that's a classic.
Of all time,
Mary Tyler Moore.
Number 9 is Atlanta.
Ooh, nice.
I haven't seen that one. Number 8 is Cheers.
Cheers, classic.
Yep. It's Cheers. It's, I don't know, the reruns maybe have ruined it a little bit, you know, when they do with Everybody Loves Raymond and stuff. The reruns just play all the time.
Yeah, Cheers was definitely one of those shows.
Yep. Number 7 is Mad Men.
Yeah, classic.
6, Seinfeld.
Classic.
And now into the top 5. Number 5 is Fleabag.
Fleabag higher than Seinfeld.
I loved Fleabag.
Fleabag's a great show. Yeah.
Seinfeld, I know a lot of people love it, controversially.
You couldn't get into it?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was just played too much. Yeah. Same thing as Cheers. Number 4 is The Wire.
Classic number, crime show.
Yeah.
It's starring Idris Elba.
Definitely. Number 3, Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no surprise that's in the top 3.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2, I can already guess what it is. If you haven't already mentioned in the top 10, I'm guessing it's a long-running animated series where all the people in the show are yellow.
Yes, you are correct. It's The Simpsons.
The Simpsons, wow. Sopranos, The Simpsons and Breaking Bad in the top 3 and The Wire as well. I don't think anyone would argue about that top 4. Fleabag, Seinfeld, bit of conversation to have there.
Yeah.
And now I know what people will be thinking. Some people listening will go, well, hang on a minute, what about Friends?
Yeah.
But I'm just scrolling down. It didn't even make it into the top 30.
Wow.
How about that? That's controversial.
So number 100 was What We Do in the Shadows. So I did say there was only British and American. So this is New Zealand. So, you know. And then number 50, we'll just go with the big milestone ones, I suppose. I've got to keep scrolling down. So Russian Doll made into it, which I think...
Interesting.
That's not number 50, it was 57.
100 shows of all time, Russian Doll.
Yeah. Yeah. The Office UK was 53. 52, Barry. Never heard of it.
That's a HBO show about a contract killer who becomes an actor in Los Angeles. Quite funny.
Okay. 51, X-Files.
Yeah. Nice.
And number 50, which they've just made me scroll down. Oh, number 50, Jeopardy.
Jeopardy.
Yeah.
The thing is, there's so many great shows. It must be hard to narrow it down. And there's some recency bias when it comes to these sort of lists.
Yeah.
And some kind of shows like Atlanta. Not that Atlanta isn't a great show that's won heaps of awards, but in the top 10 of all time seems a bit recency bias.
Yeah. I feel like it's, you know, when, Game of Thrones made 31.
Yeah. That's controversial in itself, right?
Yeah.
I think it was probably marked down for its final season, the finale in particular. Succession, which a lot of people love at the moment, made it in at number 11.
Wow.
So that's very high. Veep, number 13. Again, the Americans, I don't know about the Americans at number 14. Give me a break. Before Twin Peaks.
Mm. Number 20 is 30 Rock.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
I just think, you know, when critics judge other shows, you can kind of get a little bit too niche. It's not what the public like. It's what they think is
Watchmen,
a good show.
Watchmen, which I think is a great show, but the 23rd greatest TV show of all time? Give me a break.
Yeah, I think.
The top 3, no argument. The rest of it, very much lots of arguments.
Yeah, leave something to be desired, I suppose.
To have your say, or if you have a story, email the team at thewestlive@wanews.com.au.